I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A U.S. Senate vote last week that affects the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness angered conservationists from across the country. I'll tell you more about the Senate vote, its implications, and how senators from Minnesota and Wisconsin voted when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. A months-long effort by national conservationists to protect the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness Watershed failed on Thursday morning, April 16th, when the U.S. Senate voted 50-49 to pass House Joint Resolution 140. President Trump was expected to sign it into law. The measure repeals a 2023 Biden administration 20-year moratorium on copper sulfide mining on 225,000 acres of the Superior National Forest in the Rainy River watershed around the Boundary Waters. The original House resolution to repeal that moratorium was authored by U.S. Rep. Pete Stauber, Republican from the 8th District, and it passed in the U.S. House on January 20th by a vote of 214-208. In the Senate, 50 Republicans supported the measure, 2 did not, and all 47 Democrats voted against. Minnesota's two senators, Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, voted against it, and from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin opposed it, and Senator Ron Johnson supported it. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.